CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
I hate to get trivial.
Oh no, what's happened?
I hate to get trivial.
What's going on?
Something went down yesterday and I just wonder, you know, food is a bit of a currency, isn't it? Food's a bit of a thing we all enjoy and we like to share and we like to look after our friends. You know, it brings people together. You come round, you have a meal.
Get to the point, what's going on?
Yesterday after the show, sitting at the desk and hadn't had too much food to eat and looked over at my friend Bree and she had two containers.
God, here we go.
Two containers worth of egg muffins, which she must have made over the weekend. And I was sitting there scrapping through my nuts, just sort of digging through the nuts and sort of scrapping. And
I was prepared.
Yeah, and I said, oh, didn't even know you had the muffins at this point, to be honest. And I said, geez, I'm hungry today. And then out of nowhere, Bree goes, yeah, I've got lots of food. Quote.
That's word for word, too. That
she goes,
legit.
Yeah, I've got lots of food. And I looked over and there's two containers of these nice-looking egg muffins. There's like four egg muffins in there.
No, I had lunch, which was chicken and broccolini from the night before.
Perfect.
And then a couple of egg muffins.
Egg muffins as well.
Yeah, and bacon.
And in my mind I thought, you want to share an egg muffin with your old mate Gaundy over here? I'm scrounging around at nuts.
I actually have the best excuse.
Do you
You're
really?
Going to love it. I really do. Because usually, you know me, I would offer you up something.
It was a little bit out of character. I thought, well, come on, help a brother out.
I appreciate that.
I'm hungry.
Do you want to hear why? And I feel
it's better be good.
I feel embarrassed. I actually feel so embarrassed by this.
What is it?
Those egg and bacon McMuffins, those egg and bacon muffins
I
made at home and I make myself. And the reason why I didn't offer you one is because I didn't know if they were off or not.
You know me, though. It's delete.
Legit, I'm not even joking. They were from, I don't even know what day last week, but I saw them in the fridge yesterday morning and I thought, I'm going to be so hungry today. I'll take them and I'll see if they're all right.
What about some of your chicken and broccoli? I would have eaten that.
Yeah, no, that definitely wasn't
off.
Fine. But so, to be honest, it wasn't that great. It was a bit soggy and I felt embarrassed and like I didn't want to.
You should have just said something because I sat there going, because all I heard out of you was, yeah, I've got heaps of food.
That was before I'd eaten it.
And then as I was eating it,
I was like, I literally was thinking, I'm not even going to lie, I literally was thinking, I could be sick after this.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to eat it anyway.
Well, serves you right for not offering me any.
Oh.
And who rocked up to work with a hot chocolate? For yourself?
Are we going back to the $7-Eleven dollar hot chocolate?
$2. Which I bought on the way into work and
I gave you, and then
you didn't even drink it.
Well, I'm saving it.
For when?
A day. I don't know. A day when I bring something in and then it's definitely off and I need to drink it.
The zombie apocalypse or something.
Exactly.
You save it for then. If someone buys you a hot chocolate, I don't think you can hold on to it for whenever.
We need to specify it's not a made hot chocolate.
No, it's one that you can...
Yeah, so I'm not just hoarding...
It's got the powder in it and then you pour the...
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven servo actually has CFM on. They had us on when I was coming in to get the hot chocolate.
Shout out to those guys.
They'll be disappointed that you didn't get stuck into it.
Next time I bring in questionable food, I will be sure to offer you some and you can go down with me if it's bad.
You should test it on me first. And then see.
See, now that's an idea.
See?
Perfect.
We can work it out.
We can have salmonella together.
Yeah. Bring on the days off.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
NRL.
Footy's back.
It's back.
It is back. It kicks off Thursday night. Broncos play the Sharks, and we've got Dylan Walker on the show from the Manly Seagulls. They play on Sunday against the Parramatta Eels, and he joined us right now. Morning, Dylan.
Morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for joining us. You're pumped up for the season, mate. It's been a long pre-season. Looking forward to playing some games.
Yeah, it's obviously been way too long of a pre-season. It doesn't get any easier, but, you know, myself included and all the other boys, we're all excited, you know, to get the season started. So, pretty pumped.
I always look forward to that first kickoff of game one, you know, when the season starts and... Do you find you go just that little bit harder in that first 5 minutes because you've been waiting to play games?
You're fresh.
Yeah, I think you're really fresh at the start, but I think you gas yourself out pretty quickly. You're that pumped up, especially if you're in the middle, I'm guessing, you're running around like a headless chook and trying to make as many tackles as you can, and then 5 minutes later, you're trying to find your lungs.
20 minutes in, you need a sub. I need a sub, coach.
Yeah, you start putting your hand up and looking at the coach's box, seeing if you can get off.
You're like, oh, that's right, that's what it's like to play. I'm stuffed.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dylan, there's been a lot of controversy in the media over the last couple of weeks with the Stewart boys, who have been a massive part of the Manly Sea Eagles. What's the vibe like in the Manly camp?
Oh, the Manly camp's been pretty good. You know, all the boys, we obviously got a lot of new guys like Blake Green and like Jono Wright as well, and Akili Uwate. So a lot of boys come with experience, but everyone in the camp, everyone's happy. Everyone just get along. They all get along really well. So, you know, as a player, you can't really ask for more than, you know, everyone getting along like best mates. So, yeah, it's a happy vibe around here.
I guess when you've got a lot of players on the team, there's going to be times where there's got to be someone that
you're not going to like everyone.
You're not going to like absolutely everyone, are you? Or are you genuinely all mates?
Yeah, I don't really like Uppy Chorus here. He's a bit of a loud now. Even though I had to room with him for a bit, he's
yes!
a bit of a loud now.
Yeah, Dylan.
Slander that name, Dylan.
Get stuck in.
Yeah, I had that plan for a while.
Hey, well, Dylan, we've got a list of things here that you've obviously filled out, and one of the questions is, who is the biggest pest in the team? Your answer is... yourself, Dylan.
Myself.
You've written down yourself.
Oh, God, all the boys thought I was the biggest pest, but I look at it this way. If I wasn't around, it'd probably be a bit too boring, and the boys wouldn't have too much. They wouldn't have any fun. So
I love that you own it, Dylan. That's great.
Yeah.
Bit of life.
I've got to bring some happiness to the team, because a couple of boys, they come, they're rolled into pre-season.
What? Are they party police, are they?
Oh, I don't know. There's something wrong with them. Just because they've probably got some kids or some misses, they haven't really seen it too much. But I'm going to give them what it really is, I guess.
The fun mate, police.
The kids will drag you down, mate.
Oh, don't
do
not
it.
Not worth it.
we're kidless. You know, we're steering clear of that stuff.
We avoid it at all costs.
We don't need those little things.
I think they wanted some peace and quiet when they're leaving home, but. Yeah, I'm like a little baby as well.
I was so going to say, you're like a big kid yourself.
Kid of the team.
Yeah, I'm like a big kid. I'm just the annoying one that can sort of talk back as well. But
I'm loving Dylan every second. Oh, this is great.
Mate, it's great to have you on the show. I don't want to talk you guys up, but you are favourites going in against the Parramatta Eels this weekend.
You're in some great form at the moment. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
Mate, you're a legend. Thanks for joining us on the show. People can get some tickets. It's a home game Sunday, 5th of March, against the Parramatta Eels, round one of NRL action. And Dylan Walker here on the show, mate. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Get up with Brian Gaunzi.
CFM.
You know when you're doing something dumb and you get heaps of attention for it?
Yeah, all the time.
And it takes off?
Look, there's a guy that's been getting around for a couple of weeks now. We've been following this story pretty closely. His name's Noah Maloney, and he's been eating a photo of...
a piece of paper with Jason Segal's photo on it.
Yeah, and so this is him eating that paper, by the way. He's been doing the TV show rounds.
And he says he vows he will eat a piece of paper with his picture on it every day until he gets noticed by Jason Segal.
It's as weird as it sounds. Morning, Noah.
Morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, there he is. Morning, mate.
First question I want to ask you, Noah. Why?
I don't know. I'm a comedian in Toronto, so I kind of just do a bunch of dumb stuff. And the two guys I run the channel with and I, we were just sitting around and thought of this idea as like a one-off video. We didn't really do it to actually make it a thing, and then it just kind of blew up.
Did you actually think you'd be here 2 weeks later still doing it?
No, not at all. I didn't think I would do it the next day. I just did it because I thought it was a funny idea for one video, and now it's my whole life. So
why Jason Segel? Why did you pick him in particular?
I don't know. There wasn't much thought behind it. The whole thing was like a 15-minute process of just coming up with the idea really quick, making the easy video and just uploading it. I guess it would sort of just be because he's pretty approachable and not, like, crazy famous.
And he would get the joke kind of thing. Like, he would think it was funny.
Yeah, he does a lot of comedy and stuff. So I figured he seems pretty approachable, more so than, like, someone crazy famous or anything.
The question everyone wants to know, have you had any contact at all from Jason Segel?
No, just his sister. His sister tweeted us like day two.
That's pretty
cool.
And
just tweeted about it and said that it would definitely be conversation in their like family group chat. So we think he's definitely seen it, especially because if you Google Jason Segel, we come up before he does now.
Right.
So every celebrity has to Google themselves sometimes. So we think he's probably seen it, and if he's going to do it, it'll be within the next week or so.
So you think he's just making you sweat and making you do another week or so before he sort of comes forward and eats the photo of you?
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I would want to see how far it would go or how weird it can get.
I can just imagine him, too, just wanting to mess with you guys, because that's the type of guy he'd be.
How far are you willing to go? How many more weeks have you got left in yet? Will you really do it every day?
Yeah, I'll do it every day. I think we'll probably max out at like 2 or 3 months. And then at that point, I'm going to just legally change my name to Jason Segel, so I'll just do it myself.
Because you fully eat the paper, don't you? You swallow it and everything.
Yeah, it really sucks. But
how backed up are you right now, Noah?
No, it's all pretty. I just drink a lot of juice, and it all works out at the end.
You've inspired me, mate. There's an Aussie celebrity hosts our Today Show here in Australia called Karl Stefanovic, and I'm on to day two of eating a photo of Karl Stefanovic until he returns serve to me. So it's a thing, mate. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of catching on. Some people are doing it for other people, just like smaller celebrities and people they know and stuff, so it's pretty weird.
I'm starting a campaign today, Noah, where I eat a cupcake with some famous person's face on. Doesn't really matter. I just want to eat cupcakes.
So just Bree's regular routine.
Maybe Adele. Celebrity. I don't care whose face is
there
on
you go. Oh, all right, mate. Well, it's weird. But we're interested. We're going to follow
this. You got our attention, Noah, that's for sure.
And what sort of TV stuff have you got lined up, to try and get his attention?
Our new video comes out later today. We just did a video with a magazine with like a heavy metal blogger or something. Not anything too crazy, but tomorrow we're going to film with some fire and some freezing cold water to make two different videos. So
okay.
We're going to try to keep getting crazier as we go. It's hard to up a tattoo, but we'll keep going.
Just kicking big goals, Noah. We appreciate it.
Life
hey,
is
can
lying.
We get you back on the show if you do get in touch, if he gets in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. We'll let you know if we do. I hope we do within the next week or so. So, yeah, we'll definitely touch base again.
Noah Maloney, thanks for joining us on the show, mate. Nice work.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
We celebrate the weird on this show, don't we, Bree?
We love it.
We love it. And it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Something that everyone is talking about in our country at the moment, obviously coming up to Mardi Gras this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive deal in the country.
It's rolled around quick again.
Hasn't it?
I remember it from last year.
People get involved. It's a massive party.
You had a great time last year, rocked up the next day to the Mariners game, and we had to jump inside a bubble soccer thing.
I nearly threw up inside.
Yeah, after...
I don't want to remember last year.
It was great.
It was a great time at the time. Next day, not so much. But there's an ad doing the rounds at the moment. Have you seen it?
I have seen the ad, yeah.
It's about tomato sauce and barbecue sauce.
I saw it through Tommy Little, who does the 3
Carrie
o'clock show.
And Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
They posted it to their Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I saw producer Rach, you shared it last night.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time last night and I loved it. I thought it was
very
amazing.
Very clever. And I guess it's centred around, obviously, Mardi Gras coming up to this weekend and celebrating equality. In the country. And we've got a piece of the ad here.
So they're sitting in a backyard in a family kind of setting, aren't they?
That's exactly.
It. Having a barbecue.
And there's only barbecue sauce on the table and they're all grabbing the barbecue.
Which is interesting because I think everyone's more...
Tomato.
And then barbecue's sort of the specialty.
Oh, but controversial.
Anyway, I mean, I don't want to get myself into trouble by saying that, but you know.
Anyway, we've got a piece of the ad here when it breaks down when one of the family members has a big announcement.
Get stuck in, son.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Actually,
really?
Mum, Dad, I like tomato sauce. No, Dad, I'm a tomato sauce man.
I think we've got a party to get started here.
You know, in 1964... I tried tomato sauce with some
Mum.
I want to hear the end of that story.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Don't cut her off.
I love that the video's called The Big Deal. And essentially it's kind of, you know, alluding to the fact that he's meant to be coming out that he's gay, but they parried it off that it's barbecue sauce.
Goes for the tomato. And the dad walks off and it gets a bit intense and then the dad comes back and hugs the tomato sauce loving son.
And he's like, you're all right with me,
son. You're right.
Even though you love the tomato. It's been viewed nearly over 2 million times.
Wow.
So doing big things. But
okay.
Some people are so creative.
Yeah.
So creative with the ads, but I love it. If you haven't seen it, well, we'll post a link to the Facebook page. And
spreading a great message. And I just want to ask you, because you're going again this weekend.
I'm going again.
And what's the go? Will you be partying? Will Kylie Minogue be there on a float?
I hope
What goes down?
Well, I remember last year I got involved in the parade.
That's right.
And I couldn't see. And I got these two big burly dudes to lift me up onto the barrier.
Yes.
And they've mistaken my pants and they've grabbed me by the undies and atomic wedged me up onto the barrier. I had to take my undies off. I partied with no undies on that night.
And you wouldn't have been in the odd one out.
And I'd do it all again.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
The Oscars. Yesterday. Great. I love it. I love the stuff.
Watched the whole thing, which I've never done that before, but, I was on my phone for a bit.
But when I got to the end, I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job as host, by the way.
I thought he did a great job.
Job.
Parachutes that he let go from the roof with
the
all
lollies.
The candy.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
All the Matt Damon stuff was funny.
The tweeting Trump live.
That was great.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then they also did the Oscars version of Mean Tweets, which was funny too.
So I thought he was doing really well. And then it gets to the very end, the last little 30 seconds. Best picture, all they have to do is make the speech.
The biggest moment of the Oscars.
Get in, get out, see you later. Successful Oscars, and they do the massive stuff up between. They announced La La Land to be the best movie, only to find out it wasn't. Have a listen.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture,
La La Land.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
How's the applause? Just like,
what's going on?
Where's Jimmy Kimmel? Is this a joke?
That's like being at a baby shower, getting up and saying, guys, I'm pregnant to a different guy. Give it up.
Woo!
Woo!
Where's Jimmy Kimmel?
This is not a joke, everyone.
Is he going to come out?
I had sex with a couple of people. I don't know who the father is.
That guy did a full-blown speech and everything. Two speeches they did, only to find out that they didn't win the best movie.
Which, I mean, it's not their fault.
No.
But did you hear? So the guy who pulled out the envelope and he took ages, and now we know why, because he was super confused, because it was actually the card from the award beforehand.
Yeah, which was Emma Stone for that movie.
For Best Actress. Yep. So he was super confused, and then he came out and he tried to explain himself. But then have you heard the audio of Emma Stone after, like, she was in a press conference, and she said this about the whole thing?
I think we all would have loved to win Best Picture, but we are so excited for Moonlight. I think it's one of the best films of all time. So I was pretty beside myself. I also was holding my Best Actress in a Leading Role card that entire time. So whatever story, I don't mean to start stuff, but whatever story that was, I had that card. So I'm not sure what happened, and I really wanted to talk to you guys first.
It's obviously two cards. They must have backup cards or something.
100% would have backup cards, but I love how she just throws the other guy under the bus. She doesn't even care. She's like alluding to the fact that it was totally not the case.
Who's she throwing under the bus there? Is it the older guy that presented the award?
What's his name, producer Rach?
She's taking on the poor older guy.
I mean, Leave him alone. I mean, he's got nothing to live for.
Exactly. I mean, he's there just trying to present an award, and you've got Emma Stone having a crack at you.
Not very nice.
Look, Dean McCarthy was there. He was at the Oscars.
He was on the project
last night as well. So we're going to find out.
How proud was everyone around Australia?
Of what?
Of Dean.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, everyone was posting on his Facebook, taking photos of him on the project. I sent him a video of himself.
So good looking, he cracked my TV screen.
Did he really?
That's how good looking he is. Who was the guy that presented the award, Rach?
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Oh, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of those guys.
Now we have.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, I'm Adele. To see Adele live and for free, keep it right here.
First show of the Aussie Tour is in Perth tonight. She hits Sydney next weekend and we've got your tickets.
Your physical tickets. Someone is going to take home a double pass right here, right now.
If we can solve a dilemma.
Adele, Emma.
Let's meet our first two people after the tickets this morning. We'll go with Michelle in Saratoga. Morning, Michelle.
Morning.
Morning.
Massive Adele fan?
Yes, massive.
Did you hear this game yesterday, Michelle?
No, I didn't.
Okay, oh, We played it at a different time yesterday.
We did. We want to give everyone a chance to win.
We want to share the tickets around between people.
Oh, no, Michelle. We've got an ad dilemma.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
we've got Roslyn on the phone as well. Morning, Ros.
Morning.
Morning.
My guess is you're a big Adele fan, no doubt. Everyone is?
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear it yesterday, Ros?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, no, guys.
Let's hit him with the dilemma.
This is the bad news part.
All right. So this is how it's going to go down, guys. We've got a 30-second clock. Within that 30 seconds, you guys need to decide between yourselves who gets the tickets. That's the dilemma. If you can't decide within 30 seconds, we move on to two new people.
So if you can't decide, guys, no one gets the tickets. See how it's a dilemma?
Okay.
Oh, no. This is the exact same reaction we got yesterday.
Look, you start to think about your tactic here, don't you? You go, well, do I be generous?
Do I give it up? Do I really fight for it?
Do I fight for it? All right, ladies, you decide, and your 30 seconds talk amongst yourself starts now.
Okay, I'm on a girls' weekend on Saturday night, and I've got three of my friends going, which I would love to go along with them, but I've also got another six girls staying at the girls' weekend, so...
Well, I've got most of my friends going, and my daughter and I have been ringing every radio station for weeks to try and get these tickets. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give them up easily.
Okay, that's okay. How old's your daughter?
Okay,
someone has said you can have them. Who was that?
The 30-second timer is up. Who was offered up the tickets just then?
I did.
Who's that?
I just said she could have them take her daughter. Michelle offered them to her.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Michelle. Thank you.
All right, Michelle has offered up the tickets this morning. Roslyn has picked up a double pass to see Adele this weekend.
What an amazing human you are, Michelle.
Was it hard? Was it hard to do, Michelle?
It was, but as soon as she said that she had a daughter going, I couldn't. I know that if I had my daughter going, I would have been fighting for those two. My daughter's flying out to New York in about 2 hours, so...
Oh, so if she was here, you would have fought harder.
If she was here, I would have been fighting for them too.
And how old's your daughter, Ros?
She's 26.
26. Okay, well, it's not like a 16-year-old daughter or anything. I mean,
hey, we still need the love, Gaundy, us 20-year-olds. All right?
All right, look.
I'm still poor over here. My mum's taking me.
Michelle, hold the line. Hold the line, Michelle. We're going to get your details.
We're going to get your details, Michelle. We've got a little surprise that might be happening.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So, you know, just hang with us, all right?
Let's just
say
the dream's not dead yet, Michelle.
Is not over.
Okay? Thank you.
Okay, you're very generous. Roslyn is off to see Adele, and that's the ad dilemma this morning.
The ad dilemma was sorted. I want people to not figure it out.
What do you mean?
Like, both say, no, nah, not giving
well,
them
that's
up.
What I thought was going to happen there this morning.
Oh,
another double pass on the show tomorrow. When can we reveal our little special secret-y thing?
Friday.
Maybe, yeah.
Friday?
Sometime this week. We've got something in the works.
I've had people asking me about it.
It's exciting.
What's the surprise? And they work here. They don't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not telling anyone.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The time has come, actually.
The time is upon us.
Step into the beauty zone, Brie.
Ooh, so zen. Producer Rach and I started a campaign a month ago where we wanted to do something and raise money for domestic violence here on the Central Coast. And all the money's going to We Care Uniting.
In Tookley.
In Tookley, which they will put out the money to the people who
need
it.
Super pumped about it too.
Yeah, super stoked. Mm. Big shout out to Joe and the guys there at We Care Uniting. But we've had a heap of people jump on board donating.
We just had another donation come through.
I know. Who was that from, Producer H?
So we just had $150 come through from Maria O'Brien and the guys at Bridge Coast Finance in Gosford.
Massive shout out to those guys.
That were $150 they put in.
$150.
Casanova Oysters and Seafood. They donated $200 yesterday. Big thanks to those guys. And, of course, Tookley Loan Office.
$1,000.
$1,000.
13, 12, 16, if you want to donate some cash and, you know, we can give your business a bit of a shout out.
Give it a plug.
Why not?
Plug for a donation, why not?
One business we do need to give a plug to this morning is Glow in north of Oakabury.
Which is a great local business and you need to get in and see these ladies. They've got a listener special that they're doing for us this morning. Jade, okay. The owner's here. Morning, Jade.
Jade, come over on
come
to
over
the mic.
Come over to the mic. Come on, don't be shy, Jade.
Morning, Jade.
Good morning.
Does a great job.
Amazing job.
Spray tan there for the photo shoot.
If you're looking for like that personal touch, get in and see Jade at Glow in north of Oakabury. They've got the listener special just for listening to us this morning. Two microderm abrasions and a blow dry for just $125.
How do we get in contact with you, Jade, if we want to get some stuff done?
Instagram's probably
Instagram.
And what's the handle?
It's Glow Beauty Space.
Perfect.
Glow Beauty Space.
Glow Beauty Space.
Keep that
Instagram.
In mind for your beauty needs.
Let's get down to business.
Yes.
It's time to get rid of the hair that we've been growing out for a month for February. Producer H, you're up first.
So, hang on, because Rach, you were saying you've never been waxed before. This is a first for you.
No, I don't wax legs. I don't wax underarms. I always
shave. She goes full free.
Okay. No, I shave. Welcome. So I've never been waxed before.
To the world natural. Of wax.
All right, jump up on the bed. We've got the full setup in here. Jade and Chantelle have done the full setup this morning. I feel really relaxed in here.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
It's quite lovely, isn't it?
You better relax because you are getting waxed next.
I didn't fully mentally prepare myself because I know how much it hurts around the ankle.
I feel like Jade is going to aim
for that area. Oh, Rach, I do not envy you.
Does the ankle hurt the most?
Yes, it does.
Ugh. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's just because everything's so tight, like firm down there around the ankle.
Yeah, there's no meat right there.
How are you guys with first timers, Jay, when they come in? You know, do you find they're nervous with getting the wax?
Oh, that's interesting. Contraption that Chantelle's got.
It's not that often that you get somebody that hasn't had a leg wax before. So this is probably new for us.
Go hard, Chantelle. Go hard.
Yes. Don't go easy, Chantelle. All right, here we go. First wax for producer Rach.
Don't hold it in, Rach.
Oh, no.
Is it done yet? No, okay.
And it hurts more because she's been shaving for a long time as well.
Right.
So
great. Yeah. Oh, the wax is on. Oi, there it goes.
Nothing. Oh, there we go.
You must be a beast.
Who, Rach?
Oh, Chantelle is just very gentle. That's super gentle.
Oh, it does look.
Yeah, that one hurts. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Like how she's trying to be all tough.
Wow. Chantelle is going through that quick, can I say.
How good does it look, though, afterwards?
Well, you're up.
Yeah.
Come on, get Bree on there.
Okay.
Is that a leg done already? Are we done on that?
That's just like a couple of strips.
Oh, is it?
Takes longer than that, Gaundy.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Nice work.
Too easy, Rach.
Nice work, Rach.
Good stuff.
All for charity,
all for
right?
Charity.
That's what I'm telling myself right now.
You guys should have grown the hair all year.
No.
All right, Bree, you're up.
Okay.
I didn't think you ladies would be as nervous about it as you are.
I actually have a fear of this.
So oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to look
at it.
Okay.
All right.
What's that meant to mean? Oh, I feel like mine are hairier than yours, Rach.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jade. Don't need the peanut gallery comments.
No, those hairs look deep. Deep and dark.
Rachel, you want...
Here we go.
Right now.
CFM Snapchat, C_FM, if you want to see Bree getting her legs waxed.
Was it as bad as what you thought it would be? Or?
Oh, God, it already...
No, it wasn't
putting
actually.
It on. Ow! Okay. Oh, yep.
Yank it. Yeah.
No. Kelly Clarkson. Jesus. Oh, God. No, I'm not even.
All right.
Oh, God. It's
You are like Steve Carell in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Like a band-aid, Brie.
Okay, ankle. Oh, that's an ankle.
All right, well, well done. I mean, you're underway. You're underway.
All right.
Doing your bit for charity.
Yes,
doing your bit for charity.
That's
yeah,
done,
yeah,
all right. Charity, yeah, yeah, charity. Have you donated yet?
Yeah, $50.
When?
How?
Gordy's going to do his part right now. Call on 13 12 16. What do you want to see Gordy get waxed? We're going to go a strip on the leg or an underarm. Vote now. 13 12 16.
I'll pay $50 not to do it. Jade, what's worse?
Underarm's way worse.
Oh, don't say that. No! I don't have much hair under my... I've got to keep all I've got.
What do you want to see him get waxed? Call right now on 13 12 16.
Brazil.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This Bree and Gaunzi here at Seabreeze is finishing up getting her legs waxed off the back of the Hairy Canary campaign, been raising money over the last month.
For February. Oh, God damn it!
Can I just say, because I asked Jade, who's here from Glow in North Avoca, if you need any sort of waxing and stuff done, I said, does anyone act like Bree does here? She says, no one.
Can I just say, I don't usually get my legs waxed, and everyone who does, their nerves are dead, okay? That's what... Oh, I hate you, Jade. Oh, God!
It's a full-blown operation.
But I really appreciate you coming in.
got Jade and Chantel doing some great stuff. Glow North of Ochre if you want to book any beauty needs. They do great eyebrows.
Really nice personal touch.
They do top, probably
they
the best.
They really look after you.
Best eyebrows on the Central Coast, I'll tell you that much. Hey, okay. So
I did put out the challenge, Gordy.
Yes, you did.
You haven't donated yet, which not I don't yet. Know if you were going to
yes,
or not.
Yes, that was my plan.
I thought, let's get on board this, Gordy. You need to show a bit of pain. Rach and I have done it this morning.
I've held cash up my sleeve, and I'll tell you
this. Okay.
I will give $50
yes.
if I don't have to do whatever they've voted for.
Call in right now, 13 12 16, if you want to double that to see Gordy get his armpit waxed, because that's what everyone voted for.
If you can double that, $100, I'll do it. So what is that been the vote, Rach?
Yep, that was the vote, your underarm over your leg.
Because it hurts more. Thanks, guys. People heard that and went, oh, underarm, got him. Gordy, underarm.
Someone did call up and said that no one really wants only one underarm done, so they voted for your leg. So you can thank that person.
Right, okay. Thanks to that one person. Oh. I don't know. I really don't want to do that.
You don't want to do the underarm?
Not particularly.
No one's saving you right now.
There
here
we
comes
go.
Someone.
13, 12, 16. Someone's calling through. Who we got there? Good morning.
Hi, how you going? I'm just trying to get through to you to let you know Wong Road's been reopened.
Okay, great. Thanks, mate. It's been reopened. There you go. Perfect. Thanks for the update on that. All right, fine. I'm coming over.
Yay! That a boy. It's going to be like a Band-Aid, right, Jade? That's right.
The hair under my arm is quite light.
Did you see how easy it was for me?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's not going to hurt at all. It's actually a lovely experience. Can I just say, though, Jade, most people don't act like me, do they? They've got a better pain threshold.
I said to you that maybe it's like you feel more comfortable here because it's your space, but you said that you would
I'd react the same.
Like that yep, in my I would. Space.
I could have yelled out some very bad words, but I didn't. Oh, Gordy is now.
Are people calling to donate money? Or
do you want to grab that person, Rach? People are now calling through. Gordy, lay down on the bed. Jade and Chantel, it's a safe space for you, Gordy.
I just wanted to get my shirt off.
I mean, there's pros and cons. Lovely. All right, Gordy.
I'm sweating.
My palms are sweaty too.
What about my snail trail? Can we just do that?
Oh,
no.
That would be another option. Oh, we are now making our way over to the armpit.
Oh, no.
Just stay
relaxed. I don't want to do this.
Rach, can you just open your phone? I'll put this on the C Snapchat if anyone would like to see Gordy's armpit getting waxed.
This is not awesome, guys.
That's going to be... Can I just say, you're going to notice the difference in smell from one armpit to the other. You'll smell way better. All right, here we go. I've got the C Snapchat
on. C_FM is our Snapchat if you want to look at it right now.
This is a safe space, Gordy, Chantel and Jade from Glow in North Avoca. Are really going to look after you. Oh, that is a lot of wax. Oh, this is the best highlight of my year, can I say, great. Girls?
Let's go to the news. Nothing
this
to
is
see
worth
here,
it.
Guys.
Yeah. All right. Okay, here we go.
Oh, when does it happen? Can you just do it in one go, please? I mean,
This is so easy.
Hold on, wait. I'll just get it on the C Snapchat. Oh. All right, when you're ready, Chantel. One, two, three. Oh.
Is that it?
Yes.
I mean, oh!
Well, look at your armpit. It looks so much better, can I say.
Oh, it's only half done, though. Yeah.
Do you want the whole lot done now?
I want some half job.
All right. Well, while Gaundy gets his full body wax, we're talking back everything. donate now. GoFundMe. February. Bree and Rach will post a link to the Facebook page.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
On Friday night.
Oh, yeah, for our first birthday party. We've got a nice little spot at the Kingcumber Hotel.
Bree and Gaundy's first birthday party. For the perfect birthday celebration, it must be Kingcumber Pub.
It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a good one. We've already got a few things lined up.
We do.
Karaoke, I'm hoping
I
for.
I see they're trying to get the karaoke machine happening.
Is that in
happening.
The works,
yeah,
is it?
They're working on that. They're trying to get it. So if anyone can put us, you know, onto any leads for a karaoke machine, if you've seen it at
a
party.
We want a real legit setup. Like, okay. We want a full performance.
All right.
You know.
Do you think many people are going to get up on the karaoke?
I think so. After a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Now, look, Kelly's never been to a party before. Is that right, Kel?
That is right.
How have you never been to
never
a party?
Never been to a party. Not one party.
I've been to them when I was younger.
Okay, but it's been a while.
Yes. Long time.
Good opportunity now, Kel.
Have you been building it up? Have you been waiting for that one party where you can just let loose Wolf of Wall Street style?
Ah,
we lost them both.
I was going to say, she got her party bra ready. I have a special bra.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Just the one with the rhinestones.
Okay, what's rhinestones?
Like little glittery.
Oh, the little bejazzled things.
The bejazzled.
Yeah, right. So you have a special bra that you
sometimes
wear when you go out.
I like to whip it out.
Is that the one you threw on the moose head in, you tried to throw on the moose
Can
head
Can I
in
say,
because they had that
thing. Was for free drinks, and yes. I got told it was for free drinks all night, and turns out it was one or two free drinks.
Not worth it.
And I lost my Burley bra. That was one of my good black ones.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
$70 later.
We should, maybe we have a moose head to throw bras at.
I like that idea.
Relive that, those days. Time. Brian in Wyoming. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
How are we?
We're well, mate.
Very well, you
pumped
coming
up?
Along?
Yeah, for sure.
Here we go. Brian's ready to go.
Are you the life of the party, Brian? We need some energy at this party.
Well, it's only your first birthday. Does that mean we're going to do past the past? Or
can do.
We can do that. Mate, Gaundy has volunteered to be the donkey, so...
Make that fun.
Pin the $100 bill on the donkey.
Pin the tail on Gaundy, it's called.
Oh, Brian, we're gonna see you there, mate. First birthday, fairy bread, the whole deal.
Brian wanted something else, I think.
What?
What else did you want there, Brian?
Dancing girls.
Strippers.
Oh,
Producer Rach has volunteered.
Oh, we're all passing the buck.
I mean, I've done a bit of dancing in my day. I did dance back in primary school. I got the, you know, techniques down pat.
Look, it's going to be a great night. We know that much. And for the...
The last time I danced...
I don't want to lead you down a road that you have to go on then.
The expectation
is that you're going to do it. You've got to do it.
The last time I danced at a party, I did the worm and cracked my chin open. So you could see that at the party if that's what you're into.
When you do the worm, as you go down and you come back up, take off one piece of clothing. So it's like worm, clothing, until you're doing the nude worm.
See, now you're building up people's expectations for something that's not
going to
happen.
That's going down. Friday night for the perfect celebration or any celebration has to be the Kingcumber Pub. And we're going to kick that off on Friday.
Such a good spot down there at the Kinney.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.